The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says Email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, by now you've heard about the devastating fires in Maui. Now, for one Hawaiian family in the midst of all the fires, they would have surely lost their lives if it weren't for technology, specifically their iPhone. They were driving in their car, and I don't know if you heard about this. They quickly found themselves just engulfed by flames. They couldn't get out. They didn't know what to do. They also didn't have any cell phone service. Now, in any other situation, they probably would have all perished, but they didn't. All because they had Apple's emergency SOS satellite service. And with it, they were able to send a text message to emergency responders. And within 30 minutes, brave firefighters found a way to get to them. So needless to say, your phone is much more than a way just to take selfies and text with your family members and friends. It truly can save your life and the lives of people who you love. So make sure that if you have an iPhone 14, make sure that you always have emergency SOS turned on. And also, I have so many listeners in Maui and all throughout Hawaii. I just want to let all of you know that my thoughts and prayers are with you right now. Having spent so many years living on Maui and going to Oahu and Kauai and Lanai and Molokai, it seems like you're all my ohana. And now scammers are going to scam at any opportunity they can. And that's why over at komando.com, we have a list of legitimate ways that you can support the good folks on Maui right on my site. You're going to find it right on the homepage at komando.com. Now, if you're a brand new listener to the Kim Komando Show, welcome aboard. We're so thrilled to have you. And to our seasoned listeners, a warm welcome back. Because after all, it's time to level up that tech game. I'm Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess. It's the biggest show, the best show, the most trusted source about all things digital. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7. Commercial-free, by the way, inside the Komando community. Head to komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a big, bright, happy yellow button that says Komando Community. And a big hello and salute goes out to our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching over 375,000 U.S. service members in 175 different countries and 200 ships at sea. I just love that. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is a way to join us. I love getting your phone calls, but if you really need hands-on tech support, that's where I want you to reach out to my team of tech experts over at GetKimsHelp.com. They're available 24/7 over at GetKimsHelp.com. Alrighty, then every single day I check out at least 35 different websites to make sure that we're both up to date on what's going on in the digital world. And here are five things that you need to know right now. We're going to start with your noggin. Every single day as we use TikTok, Instagram, Snap, X, Facebook, YouTube, I know the list goes on and on, our attention span grows shorter and shorter. Believe it or not, we no longer have the attention span of a goldfish. That's right. A goldfish has an attention span, they say, of 9 seconds. The average human being's attention span is now down to an 8.25 seconds. So if you've been speaking before a polite live audience, Professor Jerry Del Colano at NYU says that if you can't get and hold their attention in 8 seconds, you've lost them. The average watch time of an internet video is less than 3 minutes, and that's if it's good. On Spotify, 1/5 of the songs get skipped over after the first 5 seconds. So the bottom line is this. If you're a writer, a speaker, a teacher, an actor, a singer, an influencer, whatever it is, remember, you just have one single 8-second shot. And so you want to make sure that you get to the best parts first. All right, number two, let's bust a myth. Mac computers, that they're unhackable, they're unbreakable like Fort Knox. Not so much. Compared to 2019, there are 10 times more cyber attacks on Macs. Businesses are switching from Windows to Mac, and hackers are noticing. And so now Macs are the big, juicy target. The hackers, they mean business. One of them is offering up to $500,000 for ways to sneak in. Another one, $1 million. And there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. People are offering to create something called an Apple Enterprise Certificate, starting price of $100,000. So what can you do to protect your Mac? Okay, stop thinking you're invincible. Keep it updated. Get some total AV on it. It's worth it. Number three in our list, maybe you've seen this supplement at gas stations right next to the ED pills, and it's certainly all over social media. I'm talking about Kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M. Well, the reason why I'm bringing that up is that people are taking it and some people are dying. Like Crystal Tavera, mother of four, she was making breakfast for the whole family and she just passed out in her kitchen. Patrick Kanye was a marine mechanic. He just didn't wake up one day. J.D. Butler, young guy, talking to his girlfriend about a future, moving in together, and guess what happened? He just had a seizure. So what's their story? They all took Kratom. Now, some say the plant is a stimulant. For others, it's a sedative. Other folks say it combats depression, anxiety. Other folks are using it to manage pain or curb opioid withdrawal symptoms. And it's so popular that it just has led to a surge of online sellers. Now, the FDA doesn't regulate it because they say it's a supplement. So if you've heard about it from a friend or family, think twice. I don't mean to be a party pooper here. The risks are real. Ask your physician about it if you're thinking about taking it. And if you need more information about it, we have a whole article posted on our website over at commando.com that I just put up there because I care about you guys and gals. Number four is filling up a gas tank or charging an EV battery cheaper. Spoiler, it's cheaper to charge an EV. And just because it's cheaper, are you paying for it in other ways? Well, the Washington Post did some comparison. And when it comes to everyday driving, the average American drives about 14,000 miles a year, saves about $700 by charging an electric SUV versus gas. And it increases up to $1,000 for a pickup. But it can take a really long time to charge it. And of course, you have to make sure that you can find those charging stations along the way. Now, if you are thinking of making the switch to an EV, it's a lot more than just filling up the tank. If you want to charge at home, you're going to have a charger and it has to be up to code. The EV is going to cost more than gas cars. So guess what? Your insurance is going to increase too along the way. And on average, EV owners pay about 25% more. And then also keep in mind that EV manufacturers are now saying, do not charge your EV inside the garage in case it catches on fire. And finally, this coming in at number five, get ready to listen. This might be the next massive hit. It's going viral as I speak. And it's brought to us by the YouTube channel, There I Ruined It. Here, take a listen.
Oh, while I take lots and I cannot lie, you are the brothers I can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist, stand around painting in your face, you get sprung.
All right, that's Elvis. But he's not singing Don't Be Cruel. He's singing Baby Got Back, okay? Because of artificial intelligence magic, Elvis is back in the building. All right, Dustin Ballard, the guy behind it, uses the He Says AI. And the tool delves deep into this huge compilation of Elvis's voice samples. And with it, he overlays Elvis's voice onto his own tracks. And then he also has done this with Johnny Cash, a rendition of Baby Girl crooned to the backdrop of Folsom Prison Blues. Hey, I spared you from that one. Wow, this is just the beginning, because imagine the lineup. These legendary artists just are like serenading us once again. Now, but did you know that Elvis was a big fan of chicken strips? Did you know this? He wrote a song about them called Love Me Tender. Oh, yeah, I know. That was a good one. Okay.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're just too dang shy to come on a big-time show and podcast, hey, I get that. head over to commando.com, and in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a link that says Email Kim. I read every single note that you send me. And while you're there at the homepage, you might as well sign up for our free newsletters. We're sending out over 500,000 of these bad boys every single day. Get tech smart in 5 minutes or less. And it's totally free. We're not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody. You can sign up right now over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. When I read about this website, I thought to myself, okay, if this radio thing ever dies, I would totally 1,000% do this. I mean, what if I told you that you could have a free place to stay in luxurious homes all around the world, and the only thing that you have to do is be a house sitter? You have to look after the dogs, look after the cats, the pet turtle, whatever it may be. Sounds like a dream, doesn't it? Well, that's exactly what Angela Law does. And she does this through a website called TrustedHouseSitters.com. And she found a way to be around animals and get a free place to stay all around the globe. And she's been doing it for more than 10 years. And she's so good at it that she's now in charge of the community at TrustedHouseSitters.com. And Angela's here to tell us her story. First of all, Angela, how did you...
Hi, Kim.
First of all, thank you. For Angela, how did you come to be, how did you become a house sitter?
Well, I am actually a pet lover and I'm a pet person, and I lost my own dog, and I'd had her for 16 years and she'd lived all over the world with me. I mean, she had more air miles than some people. And when she passed away, it was, my heart was broken. But we decided not to have another pet of our own, but knowing that just what animals give you and how much, what a difference they make in your life, I needed to find a way to have them in my life, but also to share experiences and look after them and help pet parents travel when they never thought they could. And that's how I got into pet sitting. And it's changed my life completely.
Well, I can totally relate to that, because I have a almost 5-year-old, 95-pound golden retriever, Abby.
Oh.
And when I traveled, there's one place in Phoenix called the Applewood Pet Resort. And let me tell you, Angela, it's a pet resort. Okay. It's like you and I, we would stay there. Okay. She gets her own condo, but Applewood was booked. And so there was a new doggy daycare place that fired up and down the street. And when I came to pick up Abby, and I thought it'd be great because she could hang out with 10 dogs during the day and then they would put her to sleep. When I picked her up, the dog was shell-shocked. I mean, just like she was not the same dog. And it took her like 5 days in order it was like she didn't trust me anymore. And so now whenever we leave, I actually get a house sitter because I'm like, okay, we're not going through this whole trauma again, because you know, she's a wonderful dog and she's like a member of the family. And so I totally relate where you're coming from. But tell us, where are some of the best places where you've been? Tell us about your travels.
And that's really, really hard because so many of them, but you remember the people, you remember the pets, you remember all of the experiences that you've had. And I've been really lucky. I've been traveling since I was 21 years old. So there's not too many places in the world I haven't been. And I've gone 6-star hotels, et cetera, et cetera. This is just a different experience. It's a lifestyle choice. And New York, 6 weeks in Manhattan in an apartment where, can you imagine how much that would have cost to have 6 weeks in a, you know, in this apartment? And I had 2 dogs and a cat and 6 weeks there. And the pet parents became friends and we enjoyed that. So much. And this apartment, actually, it's quite a funny story because it used to belong to the Kennedy family. And I don't know who, where or anything else. But and the only reason I relate that is because one day I was leaving the apartment and I was getting into a cab and the young doorman was helping me in the cab. And as I got in, I slid in and he said, "Have a nice day, Mrs. Kennedy." And that was my 5 minutes of fame. That's the only reason I relate that. But we had 6 weeks there and just an amazing experience in New York. And those pet parents, actually, they sold their apartment and they moved to the West Coast. So they're bi-coastal and they now live in California. We sit for them in California as well because they've got new pets. And it's this connection you make France, we had a sit in Epernay, which I don't know if anybody's familiar with, but it's the center of the champagne industry. And we were staying in this wonderful coach house, and it was actually belonged to grape growers. And this grape industry had been in their family for three generations, and they were suppliers to the champagne industry. And when we arrived there, there was two refrigerators in the kitchen, and one of them, they opened the door and said, "And this is yours." And it was full of champagne, and there was a crate by the side of it that had more in it. And actually, it was some of the best champagne we've tasted, and the connection that we made with those. And then, I've been to sits in Barbados, three times in Barbados, but one very special one was 8 months in Spain. And while I was in Spain, because this is the thing, you know, sits vary from a weekend to 2 weeks to 3 weeks. And this one, as I say, was 8 months. And the thing about it is you slow travel, you get really in, you connect with the community. You discover these places. In fact, where we were in Spain for that long, we felt so at home there that we almost nearly bought a house there and thought, yeah, this is a great place to live. But the connections that, and this was 9-10 years ago, and we're still connected with those people. It's all about community, and it's a pet loving community.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
You know, it sounds like a dream job, but it is a job, right? I mean, you have things to do.
Yeah. The one thing it's not is a vacation. It's more than that. We always say, or I always say, that if you're looking for a vacation, book a cruise, because this isn't it. It comes with responsibilities. It comes with, imagine you sit in you're in your own home. What do you do? I mean, you still have chores to do. You still have things that you need do. But first and foremost, you've got pets to care for, and they are the priority. And as you were saying about your golden retriever, you know, there are some pets that actually do okay in kennels, and there's great boarding out there. But the majority of pets, and vets will tell you this, the place that they love to be the most is at home. That's where everything's familiar. And when you've got a sitter looking after them, nothing in their life changes. Their routine, everything. And if you've got a pet, for example, we care for a lot of rescue animals, a lot of rescue pets, and they can't go back into a boarding environment. And to leave them at home where they feel safe and somebody comes in and their focus is them, and we give them more care than their actual pet parents, not because you don't love them as much. That's what we're there for. That's what we're there for 100%.
Well, it's really amazing. I mean, truly, your story is amazing. Do you pay for airfare to get to these places?
Yep, we pay all our own travel. If you think about when you travel, one of the greatest expenses of any travel is accommodation. Well, if you're getting your accommodation, and it is a fair exchange, it's not free. The word free is obviously something that's used, but it's actually an exchange. It is a win-win-win. The pet parents get pet sitters. The sitters get somewhere to stay. But the biggest winners are the pets, of course, because they get to stay at home. So it's almost like sharing. It's like, the sharing economy, I think, is probably the wrong expression. But actually, that's what it is. It's a like for like, an exchange. And we each benefit. Everybody benefits.
Now, how does a homeowner make sure that they don't get some crazy wacko person?
Because all of our sitters are actually ID and verified, are background checked. In the US, they're fully background checked. They're ID verified. I think the most important thing to remember is that Pet parents' owners never, ever lose control about who they invite into their home. We don't send anybody. You actually make the choices yourself. And you make the choices based on all the information that is available, like the profiles, previous references, reviews from previous owners, and you do all of your due diligence. And then you have video calls, you have communication. It's all about communication. And when you go through the process that we have in place and that process is followed, at the end of it, you make an educated decision based on the information that you've got. And the other thing that we always rely on, and we know that to be true, is we rely on our instinct. If it feels right, it usually is. And you know what? We've got thousands of sits going on around the world every single day. Yes, things do happen. Can't deny that they don't. However, it all down to communication. And then when things don't quite go right, it's how they're managed. And they're managed by our 24-hour membership services team, so who are available to all of our members.
Wow. It's really an amazing story and an amazing business that has popped up, not overnight, obviously. You know, this is we just open up a website and here we are. What do you say to somebody who's listening or they're watching right now and they're saying, you know what, I want to do this?
Okay. There is a term that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Right. In this case, it is true. It is true. And I think anybody who wants to try this, first of all, you have to love animals. You have to be a pet person. You have to be, and you have to like people too. And you have to have a sense of responsibility, because that's what it is. No money changes hands. This is a service that is free at the point of use. The only money that changes hands is an annual membership that each member pays to join. And why Trusted House Sitters came into existence, because the founder wanted to build a community of pet lovers who loved animals so much that he would actually care for them for free. And so if you are that person who wants to, wants to try, wants to travel, whether you want to travel 50 miles down the road or you want to do this internationally, so many of our sits are actually done domestically. And we have sitters from every walk of life and every age group. For retirees, for example, when you retire, what do you do? You know, where do I go? What do I do? I need purpose in my life. And if you're an animal lover, this can bring that purpose back. Working from home, so many people are still working from home. And what a better way to have a different view out of your office window than to actually go and sit with a cat or a dog and actually have a work-life balance, because instead of being in front of your devices all day, you've got to walk the dog. And when you walk the dog, you actually meet people. And that's what I do. I mean, I was just in Edinburgh for 5 days. I went from my rural existence in my home here, where you have to get in the car to get some milk, to Edinburgh, a fabulous city where we could walk down the road and go to a wine bar. And we had Ella the cat at home, who sat on my computer back while I was working. So all of that, and digital nomads, you know, those are building themselves a business. This is a way of traveling and working from anywhere. As long as I have a good internet connection, I can work anywhere. And I don't have to go and try and find a Starbucks empty table to actually work.
Well, it's an incredible venture. It's an incredible story. And Angela, thank you for letting us all know more about it. And, you know, if you ever want to come to Santa Barbara, you just let me know.
One of my favorite cities. I love it.
Thank you, Angela. What a delightful woman. Now, listen, if you want to learn more about it, you want to check it out. Once again, the website is TrustedHouseSitters.com. That's TrustedHouseSitters.com. Now, of course, TrustedHouseSitters.com is not the only place where you can do this. HouseCarers.com is another one. There's also LuxuryHouseSitting.com, MindMyHouse.com. There's also Rover.com. Now, here's the deal. You can be a house sitter and actually make money over at Rover.com. Talking really not about house sitting as much as like pet sitting. They charge a 15% commission to all its sitters on all jobs. And so that means as a sitter, you get 85% of the earnings, because you know how to do that math. The average salary, Rover.com says, of a pet sitter is between $30,000 and $40,000 a year. Wow, you know, that's pretty darn good. That's not too rough to handle. Oh, yeah, that was a great one. All right, our phone number and our email address aren't just contact details anymore. They really do open the doors for our apps, our bank accounts, and think about everything else. But here's the thing. What if the wrong person gets a hold of your phone number and your email address? Either or. I mean, your entire world would just totally be in jeopardy. But there's a silver lining, which we love, unicorns and flowers. Google has finally stepped up. They've rolled out this brand new feature called Results About You. It keeps an eye out for any mention of your phone number, your home address, or email on the web. Now, if it does find something, they alert you immediately, and then they give you this handy-dandy dashboard so you can look at what popped up, and then from there, you can just ask to have it removed by checking a few boxes. So if you want to try it, here's the address. Go to myactivity.google.com/results. Once again, that's myactivity.google.com/results. And then you get this full rundown of what the internet has on you. So you might be sitting there wondering, like, why is Google suddenly being nice to all of us? What is going on? Did they have a change of heart? No. What's happening behind the scenes is that Google is scraping all the websites for its artificial intelligence, right? BARD. And so what they're thinking in future tense, this is my guess, is that they're worried about potential lawsuits if AI gets a hold of people's phone numbers and email addresses. And if they said, like, we didn't try to remove beforehand, can we all say class action lawsuit together? So bottom line is they're not being nice. They're just being corporate. That address, once again, is myactivity.google.com/results.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
All right, Bob in Kansas City.
Well, so just first off, compliments. I'm a longtime listener from back in the days when I used to listen to you on our local public radio station. And now here you are, daily podcast. And I also have the newsletter subscription, and I do also get my daily bad dad jokes from those. So I appreciate that help.
But, all righty.
So my question is this. I got to thinking recently. Years ago, I signed up for Amazon Prime early on, back in like probably before 2010. And man, I started buying all of my movies through Amazon Prime so that I wouldn't have to mess with physical media anymore. You know, it was perfect. And it has worked out. But now it's been, you know, a dozen years, and I've probably got 300 maybe movies that I own. And I'm starting to wonder about my library and the ability to move it, to the portability of it. I don't think I can. And I guess as long as I'm with Amazon Prime, I'll be able to access it. And maybe even if I'm not still with Prime, I'll still be able to access it. But gosh,
well,
maybe I'm,
you know what,
mistake.
It's a big consideration because, you know, we have Apple and we buy a lot of movies on Apple. And so It's like, okay, so we always have to have Apple TV, but then we do have movies on Amazon Prime. And then what about Hulu and YouTube? The list goes on and on and on, right? This is kind of nutso. So let's talk about Amazon first. If you purchase movies, TV shows through Amazon, it does not require an active Prime membership to access those titles. Okay. So whether or not you pay for Prime is that you will always have access to those movies. Now, movies are protected by what's called DRM, okay, digital rights management. And you know what that means? That means that you don't really own them, okay? You just get a license to actually watch that movie. So it's a licensing agreement. And some content providers and some movie companies and even some actors, they want to limit your ability to have access to your digital content, to your movies. So there is a program called Movies Anywhere, I was just looking at this myself the other day, so it's coincidence that you called with this question. And it allows, what they say, some portability across all these platforms. So if you have purchased movies like we have, this is why I was looking at it, purchased movies on Amazon and on Hulu and on YouTube and on Apple, and you're sitting there saying, you know, do I already own this movie? Okay. Why am I buying it twice? Or why am I going to all these different services to look at my movies? That's where Movies Anywhere, it looks like that allows you to view your purchased content across all these different platforms. But from what I've seen is that not all content is eligible. And this availability can vary by the title of the movie, the studios, and the actors, as I've mentioned before. Now, of course, you can say, well, you know, can I back up all the movies? Yeah, you can, but it's going to be a royal pain, right?
Oh, yeah.
200-300 movies.
Besides, you wouldn't want to try to build a server farm in the basement to try to store all the movies.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly. We don't want to do that. That's just not a good thing. But just remember, like with your Prime membership, is that you're going to have access to all those movies, even if you don't have Prime. You know, so I wouldn't necessarily worry about that. But if you are looking to kind of bridge that gap and put all your digital content in one place, you might want to check out that moviesanywhere.com. And Bob, thank you for your call today. You know, just for giggles, let's just try to do the math right now together. I mean, how much space would you need to store 300 movies from Amazon Prime? Okay. Of course, there are a whole bunch of different factors. You have the resolution, the compression, the length of the movie, but let's just say that the average movie is 2 hours. So in standard def, a movie's going to take, I don't know, anywhere between 1 and 2 gigs. Now, for 300 movies, you can do the math, it's between 300 and 600 gigs. Now, what if it's high def? Well, that movie's going to be between 3 and 5 gigs. So for 300 movies, do the math, 900 gigs or 1.5 terabytes. Now, but what if it's 4K ultra high def? Well, a 4K movie, anywhere between 7 and 20 gigs, maybe even more. So for 300 movies, you're going to need maybe as much as 6 terabytes. Oof, I know. That's why we just love keeping every single thing in the cloud, because this way we just have it right there, point and click. We don't have to go searching for it. We don't have to worry about it dying, the drive dying. Ugh, nightmare. I know your streaming bills are probably looking like mine. I'm sitting back saying, you know what? Cable maybe wasn't all that expensive after all. So let's talk about some ways that you can save. Bundles are great. So if you subscribe to Disney Plus for the kids and Hulu, you can pay for each one individually, or you can subscribe to a whole bundle that includes ESPN2 for about $14 a month. That's about 30% cheaper than paying for each service individually. Also, don't keep paying. If there's a show that you're watching, keep the service. Otherwise, just cancel it. If something new pops up, then you hear about it, then you can always subscribe again. Now, you can also share subscriptions with certain family members. I know Netflix stopped that, and Disney Plus is going to be stopping that soon. Also, look for student and military discounts. And you also may be getting streaming free, say, Netflix with your cellular plan like T-Mobile does. And we all love discounts. And don't forget, 24/7, you can always find me at my website. That's commando.com with a K, of course.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big.